All right.
How was it?
Before I get into tonight's Rhema, I first have to describe how I came about it. And there was a few days where I felt as if I really couldn't get my footing in the current study. I would start in the notes, but I was having a hard time getting a bite down. So I thought about what we have done in the past, which was we could always go back to Mark 4. And I also thought about one of my favorite chapters that we've also been in the past, and that's Ezekiel chapter 1, which describes the four living creatures. It's one of my favorites. So I first read chapter 1 of Ezekiel, and then I read Mark 4. Now, I hadn't drawn anything from what I read, but I was content at that moment because I was able to read it and maintain my focus. So after reading, I went to bed. Then the next morning, I began an apostle's notes from Sunday. And I could say that I had more patience in the study. I was highlighting certain things that stuck out to me, and I got to page 4 of the notes. And page 4 has the subtitle, Jesus Rejoices at the Revelation of His Babes. And the verse on that page is Luke 10 and 21. And I read that verse, and everything shifted.
Bless God.
So now I'm going to take you into the shift. And we'll start right there in Luke 10 and 21. And it says, In that hour, Jesus rejoiced in spirit and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent and hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. Hallelujah. At the very moment I was reading the last part of the verse, hast revealed them unto babes, it stuck out to me. And then when I read, Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight, that stuck out to me. Simultaneously, while this was sticking out to me, my mind began to merge with Mark 4, where it says, Unto you it is given to know the mystery.
Bless God.
So let's go over there. And it's Mark 4 and 11. And it says, And he said unto them, Unto you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God. But unto them that are without, all these things are done in parables. Now I remember the word mystery from our past studies. And the word mystery from the Strong's concord from the Strong's dictionary is mysterion, which means to shut the mouth. Now, shut the mouth would be compared to the definition of babes that we just learned, which means not speaking.
Amen.
So there's a correlation here. Now, the second Strong's definition of mystery is secret or mystery through the idea of silence imposed by initiation into religious rites. I'm going to say that again because it's kind of long. Mystery is through the idea of silence imposed by initiation into religious rites. So now, since that's long, as I just said, we're going to examine it. We're going to break this definition down. The first part says, through the idea of silence imposed. We're going to take this back to our first verse, Luke 10 and 21. And we're going to plug it back in where we can see through the idea of silence imposed. We're going to see it in Luke 10 and 21. It's here at the top of the screen, and it says, and hast revealed them unto babes. We know babes, we learn, means not speaking. So you can, as you can see on the screen, the not speaking is the silence imposed.
Mm-hmm.
And then it says, even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. Seemed good indicates it was the Father's thought. It was his idea. And I thought about this, and one way to understand this is if just for example, if someone says, we can go to dinner and then a movie, and you reply, it seems good to me. When you say it seems good to me, it indicates that you thought about the idea. So that was your thought. So when Jesus said, even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight, he was recognizing it was an idea of the Father. It was an idea of the Father that silence would be imposed.
Amen.
Okay? So in Luke 10, 21, we plainly see the first part of the definition of mystery, that through the idea of silence imposed. In our second verse, Mark 4 and 11, part A, we see the same idea of the Father revealed. It says, unto you it is given to know the mystery. When you hear unto you it is given to know, you can hear his idea is being directed to the hearer. You hear that?
Yes.
Unto you it is given to know. So that's his idea being directed to you.
Yes.
And then the second part of the verse says, given to know the mystery. Mystery, as we just learned, means to shut the mouth. So shut the mouth is obviously the silence imposed. So in these two verses, we see through the idea of silence imposed displayed. So let's take a look back at the entire definition again. It says, through the idea of silence imposed by initiation into religious rites. So we can say it was the Father's idea that silence be imposed, and it would be by initiation into religious rites. Which now brings us to examine the second part of the definition right here, by initiation. So what is this initiation into religious rites? Initiation means the action of admitting someone into a secret or obscure society or group, typically with a ritual. Read that again because I know that one's long too. Initiation is the action of admitting someone into a secret or obscure society or group, typically with a ritual. So this initiation was an action where God our Father admitted us into an obscure group, a secret society, and he did this by a ritual. And this ritual was none less than the axe being laid at the root. When God spoke to us from Proverbs 3 and 9, Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. God initiated within us where our substance would never become our strength or our confidence.
Jesus.
God initiated us. He initiated within us where our substance would never become our strength or our confidence. When we said yes and amen to this, the ritual of the axe being laid at the root was administered.
That's God.
Hallelujah. We were severed from the society of this world and joined to the obscure society of the Father. So there was our initiation.
That's God.
Well, we have one more part of this wonderful definition. It says, by initiation into religious rites. So what is this rite? And that's spelled R-I-T-E. Well, a rite is in fact a ritual. And ritual means a series of actions regularly and invariably followed by someone. Ritual is a series of actions regularly and invariably followed by someone. And I had to add the definition of invariably because I really liked it. And it says, invariably is in every case or on every occasion, always.
Oh, bless God.
So we were initiated by the ritual of the axe being laid at the root. And that initiation brought us into a ritual of a series of actions that would be regularly and invariably followed. I'll say that again. We were initiated by a ritual of the axe being laid at the root. And that initiation brought us into a ritual of a series of actions that would be regularly and invariably followed. And we're going to look at that. And one of my favorite examples of someone who followed this series of actions regularly, and we looked at this person previously, and that was Job in the series of peace. We're going to look at Job chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. There was a man in the land of Uz, whose name was Job. And that man was perfect and upright, and one that feared God and eschewed evil. And there were born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. His substance also was 7,000 sheep and 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen and 500 she asses, and a very great household. So that this man was the greatest of all the men of the East. And his sons went and feasted in their houses, every one his day, and sent and called for their 3 sisters to eat and to drink with them. And it was so, when the days of their feasting were gone about, that Job sent and sanctified them, and rose up early in the morning, and offered burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Job said, it may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. Thus did Job continually. Continually means always and perpetually.
Mm-hmm.
We can see the ritual of Job's actions and how he honored God continually. He was in the ritual of the initiation. And we can tell he was in the initiation and that the axe was laid at his root, because verse 1 states he was perfect and upright. One of the definitions of goodness we learned is a brightness of heart and life.
Amen.
Job would have never been
Amen.
In the uprightness of heart and life had the axe not been laid at his root.
Amen.
Jesus, Lord God.
So the initiation into religious rites, as we see in the example of Job, is simply the action of invariably honoring with our substance. Now that we've examined all the parts of the definition of mystery, we can combine them together. And our examined interpretation would sound like this. For so it seemed good unto the Father to initiate us
Jesus.
Into a pure group, a secret society, by a ritual of the axe being laid at the root. We were initiated where our substance would never become our strength or our confidence, but we would in every case and on every occasion honor him with our substance. It was by this initiation that silence would then be imposed. We would function as babes, not speaking, not being of our own intellect, but simple-minded.
Bless God.
We have truly become the mystery of the kingdom of God. And the title, to sum it all up, is Babes by Way of Honor.
Bless God.
Wow.
Awesome. She, awesome. Man. Awesome.
Truly, truly awesome. I mean, just that was really, really, really well done. I mean, seriously, and really revealed by God. Really deep.
Amen.
Really true. It
Amen.
Really, it brings something out that's phenomenal. I mean, that's just truly phenomenal. There's something I would like to say in reference to everyone that's hearing this. This religion, this word religious, rites, ceremonial, these words sound like works. And don't get things twisted. The initiation of what took place was not salvation. It was the axe at the root. Salvation is to believe on the Lord Jesus. So don't anyone get it twisted that we're honoring and it's giving us salvation. It's bringing us into a closer dimension where the axe is laid at the root. Salvation, the gift, the free gift of God is yours for believing on Jesus. But this is how we draw nigh and get closer to by this religious rite, by honoring. Watch this. There's a scripture in the book of James. All right. James, I believe, 1 in verse 27, it says, pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction and to keep himself unspotted from the world. From the world.
Mm-hmm.
Our honor disconnects us from the world.
Amen.
It is pure religion to be disconnected from the world. And the word religion is not what people think. The word religion in the Greek means worship. But Amen. It's consistent worship. It's perpetual worship. It's worship without ceasing. And that's what our honoring is. And it does bring us into this place to where we are severed from the world.
Mm-hmm.
Open to receiving God's goodness like never before. Open to having our minds affected in agreement like never before. This, listen, I have no control over how this message just keeps coming forth. It's way beyond my control. It's been in God's hands from day one.
Amen.
But listen, pure religion Pure religion is what God is looking for. Pure worship. Pure worship, and our honoring God brings us into this place. We have received an initiation into God's obscure society. We're a part of it.
Amen.
We are a part of it. Really, it's really simple. You cannot serve God, worship God, and mammon. You can't. You're either in one society or the other. And to being in God's is Proverbs 3:9, real simple. Honor the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Honor the Lord. And now we're babes by way of honor. That's so powerful. We come into a place of being basically mindless of ourselves. We're without judgment. And he said, listen, if you don't take on this attitude, you don't take on this perspective, or you don't come into this revelation, you cannot enter into the kingdom of God. You cannot. I'm just tired personally of a church being outside of the sphere of God's influence, the sphere of God's miraculous power.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be a part of a church that flows in that, that is seeing the miracles, the signs, and the wonders that God has for us.
Yes, yes, yes.
And I believe, again, we have eternal salvation, which is the gift of God through Jesus Christ. I truly believe this. I truly do. I believe it with all my being. But I believe that there's another dimension in God
mm-hmm.
that we have been called to in the earth realm.
Amen.
In the now. In this life. And I believe that we have to become babes by way of honor. I believe that. I believe it. I truly do. It's so in my spirit. Hearing this is so alive in me. And I know it is the mystery. It's a true truth. It's such a part of the mystery of the kingdom. What's the sense in being under all of the rhema that we've been under for all these years and not being able to be affected to the point where we completely agree and watch it come to pass? For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness. The work of the Spirit is in all goodness. The power of the Spirit is found in all goodness. When our minds have been affected in agreement, we will see the work of the Spirit. We will see God.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't be in agreement with God and mammon. There's only one source. There's only one God here. And I truly believe it is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It is the Lord Jesus Christ who stands alone, who is our source, and who is our portion. So I become a babe by way of honor. I'm all for it. I'm all for it. I'm all for it. Hallelujah. Great, amen. Great word, Elder Allison.
Amen.
That was a great, amen. Great word. I mean, tremendously well done. Evangelist Daryl says this is some serious rhema. He says, no, this is, Joshua says, this is really good. Excuse me, that was Jay. That was from Jay. And yes, Jay, it is, man. Really, really good. I sent out a text that this is some serious rhema. Some serious rhema going on in this here.
Amen.
Elder Allison, I'm going to put you on Front Street just for a moment because I feel this. You gave me what God showed you from his word.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us in a few words, if you will, or however many you need.
Oh,
no, sir. And somehow we're going to loop that back into this message here. Elder Allison, tell us from your heart, what does this mean to you, hearing God like that and hearing in these definitions, tying God basically built a word and a message from in you about this. What does it mean to you because of the experience that you were having? What does it mean to you? What is this? What does babes by way of honor mean to you?
Well, one other thing that the Lord shared with me, and we know that Mark 4 was his doctrine. That is where all of this rhema started from. And when he said to them, unto you it is given to know the mystery. And then when it translated to what we learned on in Luke 10, when he rejoiced, when the 70 returned and he rejoiced because he saw the Father's idea in action. When he saw them come back and they were, it was revealed unto them as babes. He saw the Father's idea when they came back and they wanted to rejoice, but he was saying, no, no, don't rejoice. But then he rejoiced because he saw what manifested.
Mm-hmm.
He saw his doctrine in Mark 4 that he was teaching. Mm-hmm. Unto you it is given to know the mystery. I'm saying it again to go back so everybody can understand it. When he said that, unto you it is given to know the mystery. And then those 70 returned. He saw it in action. He saw that they were in a place of babes where they were simple-minded, that they were not of their intellect. So seeing that, he could rejoice in the Father's idea where silence would be imposed. It wouldn't be of the wise and the prudent. It would be of babes. That the mystery of the kingdom of God would manifest. And so I hope I answered your question.
You did. But what does it mean? How does this flow for you personally? What is this? What realm of possibility does it open up for you?
Well, I know. I mean, with the definition of mystery, through the idea of silence imposed by initiation into religious rites, that by is key there. It was by the initiation that we could actually come into the place of silence imposed. Without the initiation, you're not going to be in silence imposed. So for me, it was just proof and evidence to the direction that God is bringing us to.
Amen.
It's total confirmation to where, look, this is what happened. The axe was laid at your root. I initiated you into a place where you would honor me, where the severing of you from society, it would be severed, and you would be into my society now, into my pure society, where you're hidden in me. And so now you can function where you're now in my mindset. You're no longer of your intellect because the axe was severed. Everything that you were attached to this world is no more. So I can perfectly flow through you where you can totally hear from me in every aspect.
Hey, God,
none of you, none of you, but all of me.
Hallelujah.
So the axe being severed initiated us where we can honor him continually, perpetually, where there's no more connection. There would never be a connection to this world. And we would continually function fully in him.
Hallelujah.
Be as babes.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you for that. That was much, much needed, because the personal experience behind this word, it's there, and we needed to hear it. I know it opens up that realm. I know it. I hear it in my studies. I hear it when we looked at the babes. Babes are one or simple minded, one without their own judgment or intellect. Come on, man. God is trying to take us back to our true born again nature.
Yeah.
The born again nature is having the mind of God and being without our own intellect. We have been born again. We're under the renewal. We're under the reversal. God is reversing things as we knew it. We are in Eden, and it's the button of rewind has been pressed. God is rewinding the way it was in the beginning of Eden prior to the fall, where they only understood what God said. And he's doing that in us. He did it in Christ. Jesus the man. When I hear Jesus in one of the verses in I think it's verse 21, he called God Lord.
Mm-hmm.
I could hear Jesus the man call the Father Lord. And he said, Lord. And every time I read where he's calling him Lord, I see where the man Jesus was affected in his mind agreeably.
Mm-hmm.
Where he is Lord himself, but he steps outside of himself as Lord and calls the Father Lord because of how Jesus was affected in his mind. Babes are affected in their minds just like that. Jesus only knew the will of his Father. He only knew, and that's why he said, why callest thou me good? There's no one good but God, but one. There's nothing, no one, nothing else is good but him. Trust me, Jesus was saying, I know.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've been affected by him. Mm-hmm. And everything that produces by being affected by him produces nothing but good. Benevolence. Babes by way of honor. And I want to submit to everyone on the line, yeah, that is just the real deal truth. It is by way of honor. There must come a severing. Jesus initiated observance in all of us when he quickened us about who he was and who he is. But that brick of activation is still running, and we got to, man, there's places and there's in the spirit that God wants to bring us to. And this place right here, becoming a babe by way of honor, is where God wants us to be. He wants us severed from this world. Severed. Good word, Elder Allison. Good word. Excellent. 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 Lift your hands, everybody that's on the line. There may be a couple of comments, but lift your hands just for a moment. Father, we thank you for the word you spoke. We thank you.
Thank you.
For the depth in which you spoke it in. The mystery really is becoming babes.
Mm-hmm.
The mystery is becoming babes and being initiated into your obscure society, Master.
Yes, God.
Truly, your society, we've called it over the years, your commonwealth.
Yes.
But that's what the mystery is, and becoming that is by losing our own intellect as becoming babes, born again. So help us to lose our minds completely. And I mean it, Lord Jesus, help us to lose our intellect, our judgments. We always kick against the pricks of what your words have to say. You say we're healed and we find a reason not to receive. You say that we're rich and we find a reason not to receive. Within our own intellect, with what's already been downloaded. But there's a reversal going on. The axe will stay at the root.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
And all of those roots will be severed.
Mm-hmm.
And whose report will we believe?
Mm-hmm.
On every front, we'll believe yours, Master. Please finish what you started. Initiate observance in those that it has not been initiated in yet.
Mm-hmm.
Let them see the next dimension. Let them see the next level. Let them see your obscure society that's waiting.
Thanks, God.
Honor. Honor. Babes by way of honor. So, Master, as best as we can, we lay down all of our substance, all of our strength before your feet. Every part of our beings, we lay it down. And we choose your society, Lord. We choose you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Does anyone have a comment prior to?
I do, Apostle.
Let's hear what you got, D.
Okay, so as Elder was speaking, the Lord was had transitioned me to see Jesus himself in this light. What you were saying when he saw the Father as Lord.
Yeah.
But he showed me how Jesus had access and was not only given access to all things, but all things belonged to him. And then as I was meditating on that through this word, I saw where the enemy did the same thing to Christ that he did to Adam and Eve. He wanted Jesus in the wilderness to touch and do with something that had an intended purpose for God and use it for himself to see how he could use it for himself. Mm-hmm. For he's told by the enemy to take on the nature of the enemy by doing with that stone what he wanted to do. Jesus was showing us what Elder just spoke. The axe was always at the root for him because he didn't use one thing for himself. Not even when he was going to be tempted in that Garden of Gethsemane. Not even his own body did he use for himself. Started in the wilderness with just a mere stone. Turn it to bread. Do something with it that you can do for yourself.
Jesus.
Now he's at the end of his life and he's tempted one final time to do something. Jesus said, "Thou hast prepared me a body."
Yeah.
But he knew that all things were made by him and for him. And if Jesus doesn't do that, we can't have this axe laid at our root because we, in order to be like him, he has to go first.
Yeah.
He has to do it first. That's why we've been inducted into this secret society, because it's a society. Doesn't the scripture say that the scripture says that straight is the gate? And narrow is the way, and few. This is the few be that find it. What Elder Adelson just preached, what she just taught, this is the few that find this.
Yeah, it's the truth. It is the truth.
When Peter's tempting him, the day that Peter hears that thou art the Christ, and then Jesus tells him how what he came here to do, what the Father sent him to do in its entirety. Peter is in the stead or speaking in the stead in that moment for Satan, because Jesus heard, you want me to use the substance of God to save myself. No, no, no. This is the secret society. The secret society hears God's intended purpose for things that God, and the only way to do it is to let go of everything. The axe has to be at the root, because you'll never have, just as you've been saying, Apostle, and I'm sorry, but this is what the Lord was speaking to me during Elder Allison's explanation, as you asked her to share with. So it's all about entering in to the secret society, because God's intended purpose for things is what he covers the minds of babes with.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
It's hidden from the wise and the prudent.
Mm-hmm.
The wise and the prudent have their substance within their intellects. Mm-hmm. And so therefore it's hidden from them. And it's revealed unto the babes, the mindless ones, the ones that take Jesus at his very word. And it becomes the only opinion. It's his point of view. It becomes the glory.
Yes.
His estimate, his point of view, his opinion. That's what we begin to walk in.
My God.
The true glory of God. And when he says the glory of the Lord will be filled, the earth will be filled with all of the earth will be filled with his glory. That means he's going to have a bunch of mindless, simple-minded folks walking around without their own intellect, full of his.
Amen.
When those 70 came back, he saw it.
Jesus. No,
go ahead, evangelist.
Oh, I was just going to say, I would dare say that was his greatest nature, being a babe. That was his nature.
Absolutely.
You can't say you have the nature of God if you're not a babe, because he saw things outside of the will of his father. We know that in the Garden of Gethsemane. Then he would surrender that will and say, no, not my will, not what I want to do with what you gave this body to me for, but thy will, nevertheless, only your will.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
You can see that Job had the same mind when he gave the answer. When they came and told him that he lost everything, his answer was of one who understood that his source was God, because the act was at the root. He said, "The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be." Who's going to lose all their children and say that?
That's right.
If the act isn't at the root.
That's it. That's it.
That's the truth.
He honored him every day for the sake of his family. For the sake of his family not being intertwined with this world. So he honored that God would keep them from it. He was truly in God's obscure society. Truly. That Job is an example, man. It's a true example. Jesus, an example. I can go, man, the list goes on and on. We've done the case studies on those folks that had the axe at the root. And everybody that's a true follower of Jesus Christ has the axe at the root. That we're not held by substance of any kind. Elder Allison, God told me to give you this for you to prove that you're a babe. That when you were not hearing meat, yes, it is, Jay. Yes, it is, Jen. That society is nothing but kingdom. Yes, it is, to answer that question outright. It surely is. The society that we're in is the kingdom of God. It's the sphere of his influence. That's the society we're in. And listen, Elder Allison, the Spirit of God tells you know that you, to show you you're a babe, that you are on strong meat. But you're kind of losing you weren't being nourished by it like you should have been.
Mm-hmm.
But the babes desire the sincere milk of the word. Mm-hmm. And the Bible says that when you're not able to eat the strong meat, return unto the milk of the word.
Amen.
And then you'll be restored back to the meat.
Mm-hmm.
What God did was bring you back to sincere milk back in Mark 4. And then he brought you to Ezekiel 1, familiar areas in Rhema for you.
Mm-hmm.
So what he did was build you up with a sincere milk and then brought you right back into the realm of meat.
Amen.
Yes, he did.
Babes.
Yes, he did.
We babes, all of us on this line, all of us in Christ Jesus, as babes, we have that ability.
Hallelujah.
To go and just drink of the sincere milk of the word.
Yes.
Be built up again and start to eat as Elder Barber used to say, filet mignon, all over again. And you come back to the meat. So it's just a proof to you that you're a babe of his. You knew you wanted your mind affected in agreement.
Mm-hmm.
So you went and drank some milk.
Yes, sir.
And Joshua, if you're on the line, and I believe you are, if Joshua's on the line, Joshua, that's what you need to do. Start drinking some milk. Go back home to Mark 4. Start drinking some milk. And watch how your diet starts to change back into strong meat.
Amen.
And you're fully restored to the full vigor of Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Bless God.
Amen. Excellent. Power. Excellent tonight.
Amen.
Excellent tonight. Truly, truly awesome.
Oh, God. Hallelujah.
We bless you, Father. We bless you so much. We're going to honor the Lord. Just an honor, a time of honor to where you can sow, you can give. If you have a tithe that you want to give or a first fruit, if you have an offering for that you want to sow into the rhema, you'd be free to do that. But honor him with the violent intention of that axe being at the root. That whatever you're giving, it's a strong severing. And it's just a part of our perpetual worship. It is a part of our religious rites that we worship him and deem him worthy and give him and bestow unto him the real honor due to him. Whatever we got, I'm starting to wake up every morning saying, God, is there anything that I have that you want? Anything, anything, anything in my possession, anything. It could be my glasses. It could be this. It could be that. I don't care. Is there anything of mine? And I don't care what he tells me. And I'm ready. I'm really ready for the challenges to come. Because the only thing I want is him as my portion. Amen. Can't lose when you find that.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Bless yes, God. You can, Miss Jen. You certainly can.
Praise God. I wanted to just say that it's a testimony. Someone sowed into my life the other day, and it was such an extreme amount that I couldn't understand. How is that possible? And then I saw in one essence where God went ahead, you know, of me by meeting a need before the need even presented itself. Well, it got even bigger than that because the person sold 5,000. I got a bill for 1,500. That was the first, you know, I was really excited to see that God is meeting a need before I even went to him requesting. And then this week or last week ending, my bathroom ended up with mold. So it's actually, I just cannot believe how God just set everything up that it's not a worry. He just went ahead of me and just everything is set up. So the people I have coming in to take care of everything, it's just, everything was in order. So I'm just mentioning it to say that when we make him the focus and we stay right before him, he goes ahead of us. He prepares. When our concentration is on him, he prepares everything that brings us into his rest. So we don't need to worry. You just rest in him. Every need is already taken care of. So I just wanted to share that testimony.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. And that is the absolute truth. That is the absolute truth. And that goes for every one of us on this line. Only thing I suggest you do is you give as the Lord purposes in your heart. You've heard the teaching in TGM. You've heard about triune giving. But I submit to you, you give as God purposes in your heart. If you're not on the level of giving in a triune way, I don't want you to shy down. I don't want you to back away from honoring God. God will build you. He'll build you to that place to where you can honor, and you'll honor way beyond.
Amen.
You'll honor way beyond, amen. I'm telling you. You honor as the Lord has purpose in your heart, as he's revealed to you. But don't stop honoring him. Like Jen said, you just honor and he takes care of the rest. And we are all testimonies on that.
Yes,
God. He has a way of doing things. And remember this, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. If you're behind in your bills, you still need to know I'm going to say this and it's going to sound crazy, but the late fee belongs to God if you're behind. Even the late fee is his. All of the earth is his. If he's teaching you and you've fallen behind in some things, don't think that it's getting worse. No. You're in the midst of a lesson. But don't ever think that you're giving the world more. No, you're not. Because no matter what, those late fees still belong to God. There's nothing that doesn't belong to him. So it's easy. It should become easy to honor him without worry. Without worry. Because God will take care of you. Amen. So if you're giving it via Cash App, you know what to do. $ True Gospel Men's. If you're giving via Zelle, it's truegospelmens@aol.com. But honor the Lord, everyone, and be blessed. Be absolutely blessed. Elder Allison, you kept record on. I see that. Were you afraid of me coming at you again?
Bless God.
You could have stopped a while ago, but praise God.
All right.